This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Selena Zito, selenazito.com, to see Selena's articles at the Washington Examiner. She writes the Middle of Somewhere column. We go immediately to hometown Pittsburgh, where Selena lives, because there has been a surprising development. Since 1933, no incumbent mayor has been defeated, and now, Selena, this is not about Republicans versus Democrats. This is about Democrats versus Democrats. The party is changing in some profound way in different places. In Pennsylvania, it would appear that there's a movement away from the moderate centrists and incumbents and towards challengers. What's happened in the mayoralty race in Pittsburgh? Good evening to you.
Good evening. So it was really sort of a tumultuous evening for Democrats in Pittsburgh last night. And as you pointed out, Bill Peduto's lost. He has served as mayor for eight years, two terms, and he lost to a progressive challenger who was able to form a coalition of black and white, black voters and white elite liberal voters to oust him by a couple thousand votes. I warned that this was possible to happen a couple weeks ago as I outlined the primary race, but the current mayor was often out of touch with his constituency. He spent a lot of time traveling abroad before the pandemic, going to Copenhagen, placing in a lot of bike lanes in city neighborhoods. If anyone's ever been to Pittsburgh, it was never designed to be a city. There's no a grid. It was designed to be a fort, and it's shaped like a triangle, very sort of European in its topography. And so that irked a lot of people, a lot along with gentrification. And so, you know, he also faced a lot of problems during the Black Lives Matter protests last year after George Floyd's death. His home and neighborhood was protested nightly for weeks. It's been a long time in coming. I'm not surprised. I anticipated this, but the city woke up this morning shocked.
Selena, we go to the general theme of Pennsylvania in change. The election of 2020 delivered a Democratic majority for the for now President Joe Biden. At the same time, your levels of voting in the state legislature and in the congressional delegations were more mixed or leaning towards the Republicans. So I go now to a state race, a statewide race we're anticipating. That is the open seat. Mr. Toomey of Pennsylvania is retiring from the Senate, and that opens up the Republican seat for Mr. Toomey. You have introduced over the years very carefully the man who looks to be a strong Republican candidate. There's a primary for the Republicans. I'm presuming there'll be a primary for the Democrats. But first, Sean Parnell. He was a rookie when he took on Connor Lamb in the 17th CD in 2020. He came close, but he lost. It's not horseshoes. You've got to win the majority of votes. He did very well in a suburban district, which you have reported to me is heavily Democratic upscale. How is it that Sean Parnell will translate his apparent rookie success in the 17th CD, which is being eliminated, to a statewide victory? What is he speaking of for Pennsylvania?
Well, I think Parnell, what he brings to this race is he does a very good job of straddling both the conservative populist wing of the party, which coalesced ahead of the 2016 presidential election, but he also is very appealing to suburban voters, in particular conservative independents and Republican voters. So he has the ability to be able to form a coalition and win. There are several Democrats that have already entered the race on the Senate side, including the current Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman under Tom Wolf, also Val Arcouche, a doctor and the chairwoman of the county commissioners in Montgomery County, and a state rep, Malcolm, I'm going to forget his last name, who represents the city of Philadelphia. Here's what's interesting about looking at Pennsylvania for 2022. Joe Biden won the state in 2020. Won it narrowly by about 80,000 votes, but down ballot, the state became more conservative. Congressional seats that were supposed to be upended by Democrats taking out Republicans not only held steady, they won in pretty comfortable ways, in particular Scott Perry and Brian Fitzpatrick. Also, the state Senate and the state House, which were supposed to be overturned to Democrat majorities, not only held the Republicans not only held their majorities, they gained seats that they weren't even competing in. And last night in our primary in Pennsylvania, two very conservative leaning state constitutional amendments on the powers of governors, as well as how we elect our state Supreme Court, two really important, two really sort of critical sore points among voters in last year during the COVID, in which the state Supreme Court changed voting laws, and which the governor shut down the state with executive powers, have all been those powers have all been taken away. So I think that's interesting to note that conservatives were very energized last night in an off-year election in a primary.
Selena, I want to look to the Senate race because there's this trend of Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, being balanced. And yet there is also a trend in the Democratic Party with out with the old, in with the new. So Connor Lamb is said to be considering running for the Senate seat vacated by Mr. Toomey as well. Connor Lamb was victorious in the 17th CD. Your reporting says that is likely to be the seat that is eliminated by the state legislature in the reapportionment. Pennsylvania's losing one seat. Connor Lamb, he takes to the state the same presentation he did very well with, or he succeeded in the 17th CD. Is the 17th CD, what is that, North Pittsburgh? Is that representative of the state, or is that more like just, say, Philadelphia?
It's more like Montgomery County in Pennsylvania, that district. Look, I think that what Connor Lamb faces, if he indeed jumps into the Senate race, and since Joe Manchin told me he's raised money for him, I suspect he is running for Senate. What happened last night should be a warning bell for any Democrat who is running in the state Senate, in that incumbent Democrat mayors, not just in Pittsburgh, but also in Harrisburg, lost their jobs to very progressive challengers. So at this point right now, the most progressive candidate that has declared they're running for the Senate is John Fetterman. And Connor has tried to advertise himself as a moderate. He's got to get through a primary, and in primary voters tend to be either to the furthest left or the furthest right wing of each party. If that's who is energized to show up this time next year, you know, Lamb faces a big challenge in winning progressive activists to his side.
Sean Parnell, the reason I'm so attracted to him as a candidate is because that is the rare thing these days. That's a major combat veteran. That's what that is. That's recognizable because Sean Parnell's out of time. He would be in the 1955 political race, extremely recognizable, a man who has two Bronze Stars, a Purple Heart. He authored Outlaw Platoon, which is, I recommend to no one, if you're squeamish, because it is nonstop violence about Sean's service in Afghanistan. Selena, this is happening at the same time the Biden administration is leaving Afghanistan. All that sacrifice that Sean Parnell went through with his platoon, with his with his deployment. Everybody who was there when he was there at an early part of the century now has to look at us leaving in despair. Does he speak of it on the campaign trail, or is that no longer an issue for voters?
Oh, no, that, you know, Pennsylvania is one of those states that has consistently, I mean, since the French and Indian War, has a consistent higher ratio of people that called who are compelled to a call of duty. So, and it has one of the largest veterans populations in the country. So his service and his call to duty, his call to service, is very appealing to people. I will say this: I have been observing Pennsylvania politics for 3 decades, maybe 4, if I'm being really honest. And I have never in my lifetime seen a rollout, an announcement that someone is running for Senate that attracted so many people than I did when he made his announcement last week. And what was incredibly intriguing is the amount of young people and the diversity of the people that he attracted. This is a race that I'm definitely going to be chronicling.
Selena Zito. It's selenazito.com for her articles that are published at the Washington Examiner. She writes the Middle of Somewhere column. We have spent our time looking at Southwest Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, Southwest Pittsburgh, and the 17th CD, and the candidates, Connor Lamb and Sean Parnell, who have to survive their primaries and are challenged by significant players in both parties. But when we come back, we're going to the northeast corner of Pennsylvania, in and around Scranton. This would be Luzerne County, Monroe County, and especially Lackawanna County. And can we find the theme of Democrats going progressive there as well? This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.